or tell us when you'll be home, and we'll bring your order to your front door today. It's a good time to be a doer at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Visit HomeDepot.com for details.
Welcome in to the gym class on this Thursday here on KGYM. Got a great show lined up for you. We're going to talk basketball with Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. He'll be joining us live before his call of basketball this evening. Also on the program, we're going to talk to Dave Koken of Las Vegas. Take a look back at Iowa State, Kansas from last night. Look ahead to Iowa and Maryland coming up on Friday night and more. Gym class for a Thursday coming your way on KGYM. And on this cloudy Thursday, we welcome you in to the gym class, KGYM, 1600 AM, the historic gym, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Duke, Zach Schmitz, our producer again here today. We appreciate you tuning in as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Sports programming block here on KGYM getting underway will be followed by Todd and Alex with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock this evening. You can get in touch with us via the First Federal Credit Union text line at 319-366-1600. FirstFedCU.com is the website. Be sure to check them out as we patiently sit back and wait for Mother Nature to do whatever she's going to do, whenever she thinks she's going to do it, but already things are being moved around and et cetera for Friday and somewhat on Saturday. We shall see. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Forecast looks a little unsettled for Friday evening into the weekend. we're going to have to see, but already schools are making preparations to move things around. You've got a busy Saturday at the USL Center, and what can you tell us about that?
The folks with the shootout just tweeted a moment ago, in fact, 1 minute ago, as of now, all games are on for this Saturday.
Breaking news.
There you go. They don't anticipate any changes, but if there are any, we will make them known. And that will be for Saturday. We got a pair of games, big ones coming up tomorrow night. And there have been already a couple of games moved up. The big one between, I believe, Mount Vernon and Beckman tomorrow night, according to Jeff Johnson on Twitter, is going to be moved up to a 6 o'clock start because of what could be dicey weather. So you may want to check as far as your game is concerned. By the way, we will talk to Tyler Cleveland coming up tomorrow and talk about the Wells Fargo shootouts, both tomorrow at Coke College, or excuse me, Saturday at Coke College, and then on the 18th with three games over at Kennedy High School.
You're going to check out the shot clock again, right?
Shot clock.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be fun on Saturday. First time in the state of Iowa, going to be playing with the shot clock for those games coming up on Saturday. The girls did it at Rivalry Saturday earlier this year at Coe. It was a big success, and I think it's going to be a big success with the boys as well. Yeah. So nothing's going to get done until the National Federation, though, adopts the shot clock and tells states, gives them their blessing that you can do it. So if you're waiting for it to come before that, it is definitely not going to happen. We got that straight from Tom Keating when we talked with him last summer, before he took over with the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So it's going to have to go through the National Federation first. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to Kevin Lehman coming up in about 12 minutes or so, and then we're going to talk to Dave Koken from Las Vegas and get his thoughts about divisional weekend in the National Football League, some college basketball, and more with Dave. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. Iowa State, worst loss at Hilton Coliseum in 17 years last night as Kansas came in and turned what was, through 10 minutes anyway, a very competitive game, went on a 17-2 run and never, ever looked back. And we're ahead by 30-plus in the last couple minutes of that ball game last night, and basically rolled Iowa State in Ames.
Took Tyrese Halliburton out of the game. He only scored 5 points. He the star for Iowa State. Kansas just that much better of a team. Iowa State is not a very good basketball team right now. It's 7-7, and here's all you need to know. At Bowling Night in America last night, I asked friend of the show and friend of ours, Matt, big Iowa State fan, what he thought of the game. He took Kansas and gave the points. That's how much confidence Cyclone fans had in that game last night.
Well, and you gotta wonder. Iowa State now 7-7. They're 0-2. They host Oklahoma on Saturday night at Hilton.
Team that's what, 13-3.
Yeah, yeah. This is kind of turning into a right now anyway a lost year for Iowa State right now. 64-39. Steve Prohm, the death of Hilton Magic.
Pretty quick on the trigger there, isn't
13:45. It? Hilton Magic is dead. Thanks, Steve Prohm. I'm not gonna say the Hilton Magic is gone and buried because of one game, but Iowa State is not quite as formidable at home over the last two seasons. Like CBS Sports, I read their story about their 25-1, which basically was about Kansas getting the big victory last night over Iowa State. And they put it pretty bluntly that, you know what, yes, this is a down Iowa State team. I don't think anybody is going to, you know, break any news as far as that is concerned. But just the way that Iowa State lost and the way they lost at home has got to make you
uninspiring.
Scratch your head a little bit. Iowa State right now just is not a good defensive team. We knew they weren't a good defensive team inside, period. But now they're just not playing much defense anywhere.
Which team do you trust the least right now, Iowa or Iowa State? Iowa goes into a matchup with Maryland tomorrow night. Fran McCaffrey held his news conference today and talked about a variety of things, not the least of which is Iowa's depth, which is the biggest concern right now.
Sounds like that C.J. Frederick will not play tomorrow night. He is in a walking boot and will not play the way it sounds in the game tomorrow night. Timetable is still unknown as far as C.J.'s return is concerned, but it's not looking real promising at this point. Now, if you are looking for a glimmer of hope, I guess, Fran McCaffrey announced that yes, Austin Ash from Mount Vernon has been cleared to play, and sounds like it's all indications are Austin Ash is going to be in the rotation, possibly, in the game against Maryland coming up tomorrow night at Carver-Hawkeye Arena.
Pride of Mount Vernon and a shooter. Shooting is his expertise. And has only seen mop-up time in his Hawkeye career. Wouldn't that be something if a walk-on like Austin Ash comes through with a couple three-pointers tomorrow night?
Well, walk-ons have come through for Iowa before.
They sure have.
Nicholas Baer, the great example as far as that is concerned.
Riley Till, until he went on scholarship, yeah.
Riley Till. And Riley Till's going to get some playing time. We hope he doesn't get beat again long like he did in the Nebraska game at the end, but he's going to get into the game against Maryland, and I got to think you're going to see Austin Ash in there a little bit, especially if somebody gets into foul trouble for Iowa. It's almost now Fran McCaffrey is basically saddled with playing zone. Iowa likes to play zone anyway, but I think you got to play it now just because of your lack of numbers. You cannot afford to get into foul trouble with anybody in this situation, let alone Luka Garza or Joe Wieskamp.
Iowa typically has played good zone.
And they have this year. They have.
Maybe that's the ticket, but I agree with you to stay out of foul trouble. Usually the zone is the best way to do it. But zones also create some problems in the rebounding department because you're not necessarily on one guy and able to block that one guy out. It gets a little tricky in that regard, but I agree with you. I think the zone should be the ticket.
13:45 to answer your question you posed, Mark. Easily Iowa State. Iowa is producing even without people. They are the Philadelphia Eagles of basketball, able to win with limited personnel. Man, Iowa State folks are not happy today on the text line. Hey, 3077, PU, clones stink. At least Iowa competes with a small lineup. 6099, I really hope Xavier Foster hasn't been watching this team. 5453, Hilton Magic, more like Hilton Tragic. Ugh. We're jumping off the bandwagon here with the Iowa State folks right now.
Pretty short lease for some Iowa fans, or Iowa State fans, huh?
Yeah, 319-366-1600, the phone line, as well as the First Federal Credit Union text line. As Iowa State falling to Kansas, Iowa looking ahead to their game on Friday night, tomorrow night, as they will take on the Maryland Terrapins. Maryland's women's team is in town. I wonder if they got a nice meal at the Freezes either last night or tomorrow night or earlier today or whatnot. That's usually the MO when Brenda brings her team back.
Brenda Freeze, the Cedar Rapids native, former Cedar Rapids Washington player, been a Maryland a long time.
Yep.
And tremendous success out there, and I know it's always good when she comes back and able to at least to spend a little bit of time with family.
Yeah, and pretty good family of basketball players, as we've talked about over the years with the Freeze sisters. And yeah, Iowa and Maryland will go at it tonight. That's a BTN game at 7 o'clock this evening. And last night, and if you can figure out, we've said this ad nauseum, but if you can figure out the Big Ten, let us know. Wisconsin goes on the road, beats Ohio State, comes home, loses to Illinois last night. Gives up a lead in the last 5 minutes.
1-point game, yeah.
But the Illini come away with a victory. Illinois is not a bad team. Brad Underwood's got those guys believing.
It's a recurring theme that began a couple weeks ago, and it's going to continue through March. There's no question about it.
True. True. 11:56, ISU fans back away from the ledge. In 2005, my son was a freshman, and I bought him an all-sports ticket saying, be sure to go to the basketball games. Hilton is a great home court atmosphere. They proceeded to set the record for home losses. They've done pretty well since then.
Yes, they have.
Says, get away from the ledge. All the Iowa State fans out there. 3:16 here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We got golf to talk about today. In sunny Honolulu at Wailea, the first full field event is underway of the regular part of the PGA season.
Yeah, the wraparound season.
The fall is out there, but do we really care about the fall?
Some people do.
Brendan Todd won two events.
Zach Johnson, the Cedar Rapidian, on the course involved in this tournament, the Sony Open, as you mentioned, through 13 holes. Zach, four birdies, a bogey and a double bogey. He's minus one, again, through 13 holes. He's only two back of the leader, Jerry Kelly. But keep in mind, at least half, if not more, of the field has yet to tee off. But Zach, with a decent start, we'll see if he can put together four good rounds here.
That was the problem last year.
The tournament he won 10 years ago.
That's right. And you win it, you get into the Sony Tournament of Champions for the next year. But Zach just needs to string together some good finishes. That's what he needs to do early on and just get some confidence back. We talked to Bob Herrig, podcast available. That was on Tuesday, and said that he kind of saw a little bit of a recharging of the batteries at the President's Cup with Zach, being around all those guys, because Zach usually is playing in the Ryder Cups and the President Cups over the last decade or so.
I look at this as a much like a free agent year for a baseball or football or a basketball player. Zach is in the last year of his exemption from the British Open, during which he gets a full exemption on the PGA Tour. I think he also could get one next year based on career money. That's a detail that not too many people know, but somehow I do. But at any rate, it's a big year for Zach. He's 43, and the competition out there is extremely fierce, as you know, Scott. But if he can piece together some tournaments and finish in that top 125 and secure his card for another year at his age, I think that'd be big.
It would be big, and we'll keep you updated on Zach
at
throughout the
age,
hour.
Come on,
he's young. I wish I was 43 again. We'll get your Bowling Night America wrap up today. We also have your opportunity here on the Gym Class today on KGYM to win. We mentioned Iowa hosting Maryland tonight. Iowa is going to be hosting another top 20 team. The Indiana Hoosiers will come into Carver Hawkeye Arena, and that will be for a game coming up on the 12th. And we have tickets courtesy of the Iowa Lottery for you to win coming up a little bit later on the show here today. You must be 21 years or older to win and must come in to pick up the tickets here tomorrow. Yeah, if you can get battle through all the snow and whatnot. So we'll give you an opportunity to pick those up courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. Hawkeye Winter Sports Tickets here in the Gym Class. Give you a chance to win those coming up in just a little bit.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with the Iowa State basketball team that we were discussing. It's brought to you by Emo's Hideaway. Should Steve Prohm be a little nervous right now? No, maybe a little, or definitely. Thanks to Emo's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. I think you can take that two ways. Should he be nervous about his own position, or should he be nervous about his team? There may be two different answers.
I don't think he should be nervous about his position at this point. This team, yeah. In talking about that, 38-30 on the text line, when guys leave or go to the NBA when they shouldn't, you're going to have bad years, in my opinion. That certainly has not helped things this year. You thought you were going to have Horton Tucker. And others on this team. Take a break. Come back. We'll talk with Kevin Lehman. We'll ask him about it. What's wrong with Iowa State? And is Iowa going to have 9 or 10 healthy players to play in the game against Maryland tomorrow night? Plenty to discuss with Kevin. It's Off the Glass with Kevin Lehman coming up after this.
Every dang time. You need to call to make an appointment somewhere, and you remember right after the place closes. Linder Tire gets it. So now you can make your appointment online at LinderTire.com. You can even see your tire options by typing in your license number. Schedule any Linder Tire appointment at LinderTire.com.
Keep your ride in good shape for the season with everything from oil change to alternator check. And find this month's specials at LinderTire.com.
Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell.
Save big money in your next project with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Check out our huge selection of floor and wall tile. Ronyo tiles are beautiful and durable. They're easy to maintain and add style to any room. Get 6x36 Fenwood porcelain tile for $3.46 each after 11% off. Sale prices are good through Saturday, January 11th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Every journey starts with a single step. On your retirement journey, make sure your first step is finding Medicare Supplement Insurance with Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield. We want you to find answers to all your questions about Medicare. Go to wellmark.com/Medicare today and get your free Medicare Matters guide or find a local expert to talk to. Then, let the journey begin. Wellmark. Must reside in the service area of the plan. Wellmark Medicare Supplement Insurance Plans are not connected with or endorsed by any government agency.
TCB Pool Hall, it's the real deal. Regulation full-size tables, check. 10 of them. Cold beer, check. 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. $2 domestic bottles, check. Every day of the week. Nobody fake, nothing filtered. That's the kind of place you want to hang out, right? Check. TCB Pool Hall. Hang out, play pool, drink cold beer. The $2 domestic bottles every day kind. At TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Ped Mall, downtown Iowa City.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of nine kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM. Going to talk some basketball here. Answer to our poll question from 1345 on the First Federal Credit Union text line. I say he's not worried about his job because he can still deliver in the postseason. And that, of course, in reference to our poll question about Steve Prome. Kevin Lehman set to join us right now off the glass as we talk every Thursday, college basketball. And it is brought to you by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. Score the most basketball talk each week with Kevin with over 20-plus years working the HVAC, I'm going to try this again. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris Lehman if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Online at shootershomes.com. And thanks to Chris for being the sponsor of our segment with Kevin Lehman each Thursday here on KGYM. Kevin, Murray State, Jacksonville State tonight for you, right?
That's right, and that's a good lesson. Always be nice to your younger brother, Scott and Mark, and he'll sponsor a radio segment for you.
and look what he did. Look what he did. Yes, happy holidays to the entire Lehman family out there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, down here we got Murray State at Jacksonville State. You know, Steve Prome left Murray State to take that Iowa State job, and this is Murray State is the cradle of basketball coaches. They've had Mick Cronin got a start here. Of course, I mentioned Steve Prome, Andy Kennedy, who was at Ole Miss, Mark Godfrey was at last stop with NC State. Those guys all came through Murray State. And it's also point guard you. John Morant last year, Cameron Payne, Isaiah Cannon, those are all point guards that have come through Murray State.
Kevin, should we be surprised in the least about the result in Ames last night?
I was trying to stay away from that. That's what I was talking about. Murray State.
No.
I saw it coming, Mark. I saw it coming, man. Kansas big inside. That was going to be problems for Iowa State. And Iowa State, they just can't keep up and score enough to stay up with these high-powered teams. You know, the Baylor's West Virginia and in the Big 12. I see it's well, we saw it when they lost to Florida A&M. We saw some signs earlier. We saw it when Iowa came in the Hilton Coliseum and took the air out of that arena. So it's Hilton magic. They got to get it back somehow.
Easier said than done, especially in a league as tough as the Big 12. Another chance on Saturday night, though, at home, as Oklahoma will come in. But Tyrese Haliburton did not have a good game last night. You mentioned the bigs. The three bigs for Kansas combined for 62 last night. And we knew this team was just not real good defensively on the interior, but it just wasn't good defensively last night, period.
Well, the guy that we both like, Scott, we talked about a lot, is Michael Jacobson, and he just thought his performance, what I thought he would do this year. Had such a great year last year. As a five-man, now they moved him out to the perimeter, has not been as productive. Mm-hmm. But they don't have the luxury if they put him back at five. They're just too small to compete in the Big 12. So Steve Prohm's got some answers he got to find. And, I mean, this Oklahoma game is huge. You're at home. After that, you're going to Baylor, and you're going to Texas. It's a gauntlet ahead of them, as it is in most of the leagues we're looking at.
Kevin, let's go back to Lincoln and that Iowa loss to Nebraska. And you know as well as we do maybe the most horrible shooting performance from the outside in Iowa history, 4 out of 33. My question is, do you think, number one, that was an outlier, in meaning that given the current Iowa squad, Iowa has the capability of knocking down more threes at a higher percentage, or is this going to be a problem going forward and teams are just going to pack it in on Garza?
Well, Mark, we know Joe Wieskamp can shoot the ball. So, to me, the 1-for-10 from Joe was an anomaly. Toussaint has yet to prove it. C.J. Frederick, when they talk about stress reactions, that's not good because you got to boot it up. Because the next thing, if you play on that, it becomes a stress fracture. So I don't know how long he's going to be out, C.J. Frederick, but they just don't have a lot of weapons on the perimeter. We asked earlier, what's life going to be like without Jordan Bohannon? Now we've got life without Bohannon and C.J. Frederick. They're two top three-point shooters. Joe Toussaint does some great things, but shooting threes is not one of his forte. So you look at this roster, Bakari, Evelyn, great game against Cincinnati, but he's been a one-game wonder so far. They've got to get production out of Bakari, Evelyn in that backcourt, plus he's shooting the three, because we know from his past that he can make threes. I saw him do it at Valparaiso as a sophomore. I saw him do it as a junior there. So he's got to step up, I think, and get some shots down. You know, Connor McCaffrey does some great things, and he knocked in three of their four threes at Nebraska.
Looking back at that game, Fran McCaffrey spoke about it in the post game, and he wanted to see a little more in terms of driving the basketball, a little more screening. Is that easier said than done when teams are double and even triple teaming Luka Garza?
Well, the great thing about that, Mark, is Luka Garza can really pass the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's getting that double team or two and a half coming at him, he's such an outstanding passer. You've got to rim cut some people. You've got to relocate. And I think you find an Iowa team that's in an adjustment period because Bill Frederick doesn't play the second half against Penn State, didn't play this game. So they've got to find some different ways to play and how to play off Luka Garza. Some different types of movement on the perimeters, whether it's screening, basket cutting. And I'm sure those are things they're working at right now because they've got opportunity ahead of them. Five of the next seven at home. Also, it's a rough stretch because this Big Ten, there are no – well, the easy one was supposed to be Nebraska, and they let that one get away.
I said even though there's doubles and triples coming at Luka Garza, there are ways to get him the basketball. And Iowa is probably working on that in practice in the last couple of
days. That's your Wednesday shirt and skins league. Come on.
Days anyway. I still think Luka Garza has to touch the ball every time down.
Well, I'm with you, Scott, because of his height and his ability to pass. So the rest of the team is playing 4-on-3. And maybe 4-on-2, 2.5. So if it comes out of that double team and you get what we call the chain movement, get that team in a scramble mode defensively, you can make some things happen. But guys, making threes covers up all sorts of warts on your team. And you can X and O all you want. We use the term, you got to have the Jimmys and Joes. Somebody's got to step up and make shots to make the defense pay for those double teams.
Maryland to cover Hawkeye tomorrow night. Kevin, what's your biggest concern about the Terrapins?
Well, their point guard, number one, I talk about Anthony Collins Jr. He's their motor, what they call Stick Smith, Jalen Smith, high flyer. But this is a team now at Maryland that has not shot the ball real well this year. Now, they're shooting around 30%, 31% from three. This is not a great shooting team. And we know Iowa will zone as much as possible. So that gives me some hope that the Hawks can get this Maryland team slowed down and have an opportunity in this game.
Well, and I think you got to zone anyway because you just can't afford any foul trouble with basically, you know, 7, 8, maybe 9 if Austin Ashe gets in there like the way it sounds a little bit.
Well, you're exactly right, because you look at Riley Kill as was a walk-on, and then Austin Ashe is getting some talk about him playing. Now, he can shoot the basketball. Austin Ashe can really shoot it. That may help them if they use him just in spurts, because you think about it, if he can just come in and knock down one or two threes, that's going to take a lot of pressure off that inside game. But you're right, Scott. with those low numbers, you've got a zone. And also, I don't think you have to be so active as you do in a man-to-man at the zone. There's not as much room to cover. And, Garza is going to stay in a restricted area in the zone. You know, help him out because you have to keep Garza in there. He's got to play. You know, it's going to be like 37 minutes a game with Gus up to 40 minutes for Luka Garza.
Kevin, let's talk about arguably, on a given night anyway, the best team in the state, and that's Northern Iowa with a very nice win over Indiana State. Now sitting, I think, 2-1 in the Valley. What's ahead for the Panthers?
Well, they go to Missouri State next, Mark, and they've had success down there at Missouri State. There are certain teams or programs that you have success against and others that you struggle against. This has been a team that Northern Iowa, with their spacing, has really caused problems. And this is a Missouri State team that was picked first in the preseason poll because they brought in transfers from West Virginia or Nevada, Middle Tennessee. They loaded with transfers, but they just haven't gelled. And it looks like Spencer Holman will be back. I'll tell you what, guys. Holman's injury may have really helped this Northern Iowa team because Tylon Pickford got thrust in the lineup. He had 16 rebounds against Bradley. He shuts down Daryl Moore. And now I wouldn't be surprised to see Spencer Holman come off the bench because he was the sixth man last year in the league and give him some shooting off the bench because Pickford makes them much more physical up front. This is a Northern, and A.J. Green is playing unbelievable. That 35 against Bradley was just a spectacular performance by the sophomore.
Well, watching you call the Bradley game, Kevin, Scott and I both remarked you didn't spend all your time in the gym when you're out of the country. Didn't appear.
I went in a few days early. I told you.
When
you go to the Virgin Islands, you got to go in 3 days early.
That's smart. That's a smart move.
Either that or a tanning booth every day. One of the two.
You look.
Well, you know what it was, Mark? It was land shark on the beach.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
A beach of land shark and beach time.
Yeah.
And we had a few days in between games. So, that's always a nice trip. But that's in the rearview mirror. And there's no land shark in Jacksonville, Alabama either, Mark. So I think we got to start franchising this thing.
Well, one of the reasons, I mean, UNI is playing really well. A.J. Green, he had a slow start to the season, but now we're seeing that, the reasons why he was a top 100 and the first top 100 recruit UNI got, having his dad on the bench, is a nice help to get him there. But A.J. is just, he's running the show and he's scoring now.
He's the guy that can, he's a bucket getter. And Bradley, if you remember that game, they came out in zone five different times. And on each of those possessions, Northern Iowa did not have people where they want them. They were caught on their heels. And on three of those, Green just shot one in from 30 and made it. On the fourth, it was an air ball, and you and I got the rebound and able to score on the ensuing possession. So A.J. Green makes plays. He's one of those guys that can make plays with an R none. We like to call him bucket getters. And at 6'4", you can put the ball in his hands on shot clock situations, and he can get the switch or get the spotter guard on it. He can get that mid-range level and score the basketball. He's having a spectacular. And I agree with you, Scott. He started off slow. He didn't shoot it well in the non-conference, but he's really playing well right now.
Big Ten.
And you know what else is, guys?
Go ahead.
Austin Fife was spectacular. Austin Fife was spectacular against Indiana State. He gives them that physical presence the Panthers did not have last year.
You're right. Very much true. Couple things in the Big Ten. First of all, it just shows how this league is this year, especially when Wisconsin goes to Columbus, wins at Ohio State, comes home, loses at the Kohl Center to Illinois, which I guess it's got to be a surprise.
Well, I listened to Steph Greenberg and Dan Dawkins on their podcast, and they had a great comment. They said, there are no upsets once you get league play. Don't be surprised because they're not upsets. There's that much parity. There's not what we call an elite team like we saw in past seasons. And look at the Big Ten. It's just crazy what's happening in this Big Ten because, you know, if you go down that list, how would you rank these teams now? It changes every week, depending on who's hot and who's not. And, you know, look at Rutgers. There's a team that you got to watch out for. Illinois, a dangerous team. Purdue's a little bit on the downslide. Wisconsin's coming back. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't think we've ever seen a Big Ten conference race that's going to be like this one.
And, of course, you mentioned Rutgers and a big victory over Penn State. Scarlet Knights are 3-1.
Yeah, they went in and won Nebraska, something that the Hawks didn't get done. But they are a dangerous team, and they're getting a home court advantage there at the rack. It's going to become a tough place to play.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, we'll tune in tonight, Jacksonville State and Murray State. So that should be entertaining. Murray is always good, so we'll see what they can do.
Again, they've got a huge front line, and last year this place holds, I believe, 3,700. And when John Morant came in, they had 3,900 in there. It was standing room only. I don't know if we get that type of crowd tonight, but this has become quite a rivalry in the Ohio Valley Conference.
No, Jacksonville, Alabama.
No John Morant there tonight, by the way.
Yeah, no John Morant, but they got some pretty good players. Hey, another team, guys, we didn't touch upon, playing well, is Drake. Darren DeVries has those Bulldogs. They knocked off Loyola on Tuesday night. So, like these other leagues, the Valley has no one with an undefeated record just three games in.
Six teams are 2-1 at the top, so it's crazy, but it's fun. All right, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Michigan State's still undefeated in the Big Ten, if I'm correct.
True, 4-0, the only unbeaten team right now anyway. Not going to stay undefeated, though, for very much longer, I bet, but we'll see. All right, Kevin, enjoy it. Thanks. We'll talk next week.
All right, guys, have a good one, and I'll keep searching for land sharks there, Mark.
All right, Kevin.
Kevin Lehman joining us from Jacksonville, Alabama, tonight. And our talk off the glass with Kevin Lehman, brought to you by Coldwell banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. We'll take a break. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery, to pick up tickets to Iowa women's basketball, Iowa and Indiana. And that will be coming up on Sunday at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Indiana in the top 25, and might be a big game.
12.
Yeah, it will be a big game as far as the Big Ten is concerned. Need to be able to pick up the tickets here at the station coming up tomorrow. Keep that in mind. Plus, you must be 21 years of age or older. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll take caller number 6. A big thanks to the Iowa Lottery for helping us out with the tickets, and we do appreciate it. We'll take a break, come back, let you know who our winner is, and we'll talk to Dave Kokin after this.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
So many things to organize. So many ways to get it done during the Store More, Save More event at the Home Depot. Now it's easier than ever with clear Sterilite storage containers in tons of styles and sizes, from extra large bins to water-resistant containers and more, starting at just $1.18 each. Order online for fast and easy pickup. It's a good time to be a doer and for getting organized with help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limited time only. Event end dates vary by store. See store for details.
Thank you for visiting, Grandma.
Of course. Here you go. And don't tell your mother.
Oh, a dollar. Only like 4 more to go.
What do you mean?
McDonald's 2 for 5 is back.
Everyone's excited McDonald's 2 for $5 mix and match deal is back. Pick any two favorites from the Big Mac, Filet-O-Fish, Quarter Pounder with Cheese, and 10-piece Chicken McNuggets for just $5.
Help me count my change. Grandma's hungry.
Prices and participation may vary. Single item at regular price. Limited time only. Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Back with the other gym class. Congratulations going out to Justin from Robbins. He is the winner of our Iowa women's basketball tickets, courtesy of the Iowa Lottery. We've got more tickets coming your way next week right here on the gym class on KGYM. We're going to talk to Dave Kokin quickly from Las Vegas and talk about the divisional playoff weekend, and we'll do that coming up here in just a couple of moments, and we'll let you know what happened on the lanes last night. With the first night back as far as Bowling Night in America is concerned after the holiday break.
Indeed, we'll give you another update on the Sony Open in Hawaii. Zach Johnson threw 14 holes, minus one, faces a 7-foot par putt there. He's only two back, of course, playing tough. But again, about half the field not yet started.
Indeed. Dave joining us right now. SmokingKokin.com is the website, at Dave Kokin on Twitter. As, We thank Dave for hanging with us here because we had to switch things around a little bit here today, but we'll get right to it, Dave. A lot of big point spreads for the divisional playoff weekend, isn't it? Whoop, let me go in there. Hi, Dave. A lot of big divisional point spreads for this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's just the reason is, you know, the home teams have a distinct advantage. Having had last week off, and the other teams had to play in three cases on the road and then travel again. So, you know, it's a big advantage for the home teams, except the Seattle-Green Bay game, which is not quite as much of a big spread because the teams are pretty close.
Is there a road team you like any more than the others, Dave?
No.
No?
No, I either look at home teams or leave it alone pretty much this weekend. You know, the better teams are at home and they're in good, they're in very good situations.
Yeah, we are not going to see the upsets that we saw last week then.
No, and that's been, it's been running the same course for the last few years. The road teams have been doing extremely well in the wild card round, but after that, the advantage definitely shifts.
Yeah. College basketball, you got several plays coming up tonight. I know you got one out there that you can let the people know about, but certainly, you got a winner with UMass last night, so kind of talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, one of the things they look for at this time of year is strength of non-conference schedule because we're just getting into league play. And you can find a lot of situations, well, not a lot, but you can find a decent number of situations where there might be some value in a team that has a bad record, but has faced some really good competition, and they're taking out a team with a good record that has faced very weak competition. And in those situations, you want to look for the bad team, which might not be that bad, to come through and get a win. So UMass was a good example last night against LaSalle. They lost, I believe, eight of their last nine. But they've been losing to some really good teams, whereas LaSalle had been beating up at a bunch of stiffs. And the fact the odds makers made UMass the favorite in the game was, to me, a big indicator. And it worked out pretty well. And there's some games like that tonight. Oral Roberts is one. I think Texas Arlington is another one. And maybe North Texas as well.
Dave, you found an angle in the NHL with new coaches. Explain.
That's the same as in every sport. Teams often get spiked when they get a new coach. And we'll see what happens with Nashville. They certainly didn't get one in their first game. But now that's an angle I've used in every sport for years.
Really?
When there's in-season changes, you want to look to the player on the team making the change. You'll often get 2 or 3 weeks of inspired play, and then they regress to their norm because they weren't that good to begin with. In most cases, of course, an exception last year was the St. Louis Blues.
Thank goodness it was an exception with the Blues last year. Mike, the big news in college football today, Mike Leach going from Washington State to the SEC to take on the job at Mississippi State. The Egg Bowl just got a whole lot more interesting. We know that. Is this offense and then Mike Leach going to work in the SEC?
Sure. His offense will work anyway. The problem is his teams don't often play defense. And in the SEC, that could be an issue. So we'll see what happens. But I think Schrader's the kid's name, the starting quarterback. He missed the Egg Bowl because of the the bowl game, rather, because of an altercation in practice. But he'll be the guy, in all likelihood, who will see the biggest jump in his numbers next year as far as throwing the ball is concerned.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out down at Stark Vegas with Leach down there. Hey, Dave.
They'll be more fun to watch. I don't know if they'll win a lot more because it's the SEC and Mississippi State still isn't going to get the athletes the other schools get.
True. Check him out at smokingcokin.com. Dave, appreciate you squeezing us in before your show, but we'll talk next week again and enjoy the football this weekend.
Sounds good, guys.
Dave Cokin from Las Vegas. Wanted to get him on and just to talk a little bit about the football. And yeah, hey, doesn't matter if you look at the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, the ACC, the Big East. It doesn't matter. Dave likes to go down to Oral Roberts and UMass.
Cal State Bakersfield,
Texas Arlington.
He doesn't care how big a game
care.
It is.
It's still green.
I did want to ask him about the big game, but we ran out of time, that being the college national championship game on Monday, since we won't talk to him before then. So
LSU, big favorite, though.
Yeah.
As far as that game is concerned, we'll have that game for you coming up on Monday night for you, beginning at 7 o'clock. On 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. Speaking of Mike Leach, before we get to a break here, all you need to know about the world of college athletics is this. December 9th of 2019, you know what happened, what occurred in Pullman, Washington, Mark?
I believe Leach got an extension.
Mike Leach signed a contract extension, I believe, taking him through the 2024 season. And on January 9th of 2020, Mike Leach is introduced as the new coach at Mississippi State. I believe that's all you need to know about extensions.
And buyouts and whatnot. Yeah, they're meaningless.
They are. And it sounds good. It looks good. It looks good for your recruiting. But in the end, and this is a big reason, again, why a lot of folks are proponents of the fact that athletes should be able to take one time in their career in college and get a free pass to go from one school to another.
Agree.
And I'm starting to think that is the way it really should be. And maybe it will cure a lot of evils out there. We'll see. A lot of things to ponder with Mike Leach. Mike Leach is going to be fun in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, Leach is a decent coach. He's good copy. He's good good in an interview. He's been on the Todd Bromelkamp show with Alex Kuhn, and wasn't he on some boat in the middle of nowhere?
He was in the middle of the ocean.
I did that,
on
too.
A boat. You did that. We had you in the Gulf of Mexico.
He's been a couple times coach of the year, and he's had a pretty good career. But didn't do much at Washington State.
I don't think he's going to bring 10, 11, 12 win seasons to start
Vegas.
He
did have one 2 years ago. 11 wins at Washington State. So,
but does Mississippi State, I think they can be happy with a lot of fun and an occasional 10-win season, but 7, 8, 9, you're playing in the SEC West.
Mississippi State's been pretty good.
They have been, but you're playing LSU, Texas A&M, Auburn, and Alabama
right
every year. Arkansas is not going to stay down forever. Ole Miss isn't going to stay down forever. Mike Leach goes in there and wins 7, 8, 9 games. I think the natives are happy in Stark Vegas, but we'll see. We'll see. More on that coming up with Todd and Alex from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We're going to take a break, come back, let you know what happened on the lanes last night with Bowling Night in America. We'll get you updated on the latest on the Sony Open as well from Wailea in Hawaii and see how Zach's doing when we come back here on KGYM.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
Building winning teams is all about having the right person in each position. In the summer of 2017, the Philadelphia Eagles signed free agent running back LeGarrette Blount to a one-year deal. His unselfish contributions in the backfield and his veteran leadership in the locker room played a vital role in a season that culminated in a Super Bowl victory for the Eagles.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
You wouldn't draft a linebacker to play as your quarterback, right? It's the same thing as when you're going to hire your next teammate. LinkedIn will match the right talent with your open roles fast. Post a job and you'll get great candidates with the right mix of skills, interests, and experience. So every hire you make is a win for your business. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports and get $50 off your first job post. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Lowe's has the supplies pros like you use most every day in the quantities you need, and will even help you save. Now during our Pro Paint event, pick up 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for $28 less, now just $99. And get up to 30% off in-stock Owens Corning or Johns Manville fiberglass insulation when you buy 15 bats, 20 rolls, or 30 bags. And for a limited time, save an additional 5% just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 110. Insulation offer valid through 115. Credit offer valid 17 to 19. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Adult League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Back with you on the Gym Class for a Thursday. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk about the Wells Fargo Shootout. Tyler Cleveland will be joining us. And as of now, it is on. There is a winter storm watch in effect. The National Weather Service has put that into effect. Southeastern Iowa, basically from the Linn County area down to the Missouri line and over toward the Ottumwa area and to the Quad Cities. Depending on the track of the storm, and we're going to know more about it over the next 12 hours or so, but keep that in mind as you make your plans over the next couple of days. Our plans last night included Bowling Night in America for the first time in 3 weeks. We were scheduled with Christmas falling on a Wednesday, New Year's falling on a Wednesday. Oh, we missed the lanes. And the recap brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the home of Bowling Night in America. Mark.
Rusty nails, rusty in some spots. You're hearing from one of the rustier ones right now.
You're fine after the first six.
Yeah. But got off to a good start, and then Durline Scale, defending league champion, kind of put it to us. Got 18 out of 30 points, and fine job done by those guys. We fall from 7th to 8th place. Not tragic, but unfortunate. A lot of big games last night. 3 300s. Brian Buzzmore, our friend, 300. He holds the top average in the adult Evergreen League right now.
Way to go, Buzz.
779 series as well. Zach Prusha.
The big left-hander.
Big left-hander. A couple of pairs to our left. And Doug Stein of the Pin Pals.
Second,
with a 300.
Not the first 300 in Pin Pal history, though.
No?
No. Remember,
Oh, yes.
Bennett,
yeah.
Got one a couple years ago.
Just on the pair to our left, Mike Robinson, 823. Every time I looked over, he's just walking back to... So we're calling One Ball Mike last night. Terrific, 823. There were 9 other 700s last night. Arnold Jason Cole close, with a 682, but a lot of good scores.
It's a good night for left-handers last night. Buzz is a left-hander.
That's a good point.
Left-handers had Bruce it going
is a left-hander.
Last night.
Yeah.
Jason Cole, our man, leading us last night. The former Prairie All-Stater, running back. And the fine athlete on the him and Mike Bruner holding up the athletic part of the Rusty Nails.
Both All-Staters. you and I, not so much. We'll do it again next week. And if you have any questions about open bowling or equipment, what have you, give Mace City Bowl a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, MaceCityBowlCR.com.
9267 on the text line saying they love the bowling talk. They're in a heated battle in their couples league.
Ah.
Yeah. Now, is that a heated battle between the couples, or is it a heated battle for first place?
This is a loaded question. Would you ever be in a co-ed league with your...
Oh, God, no.
Your wife?
No. We
just for kicks?
She tried to golf once with me. it's a whole thing. It was not my fault. I would just like to point out that I'm going to try it again sometime. But
you want to stir the pot.
It did not work out at that juncture.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't.
That was a long time ago, though. That was back in the much younger days. But no, I don't think it's going to work out too well. But you never know. We'll see. How's Zach doing before we sign off?
Zach
here?
Right now, nearing the end of his first round in the Sony Open in Hawaii. Right now, he's through 15 holes, one under par, and he's got a par 5 remaining at the ninth. Score's not particularly low, although a lot of the field, I should say, is still yet to go out. Colin Morikawa, your leader, in minus 4.
Yeah, good youngster. Yep. Was in college. One of the two collegians that went from college to winning on the PGA Tour in 1 year, 21, I believe, and he is currently your leader at minus 3. We'll talk some basketball tomorrow. We'll have the pick 6 as well coming your way tomorrow. Talk a little bit about Iowa women's basketball and their game tonight with Maryland. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA.